Part 2 of The Born Free Alphabet by Richard Bonfield. "What was zoos?" said the child. "They were acres of steel sorrow," said the mother, "where tigers roamed their dirty pens, great carnivores as battery hens, their blazing beauty tiger-striped, washed out by cheap fluorescent lights." "And what were circuses?" said the child. "They were animal freak shows," said the father, "where lions, natural instincts chained, were made to leap through hoops of flame, where elephants were made to sit and beg the clowns for bags of crisps." "And what were dolphinariums?" said the child. "They were chlorine colosseums," said the mother, "where the ocean's most translucent jewels were made to jump wires in a swimming pool, a choreography of shame for which we all must take the blame." "And where have they gone?" said the child. "We fought for years to close them down," said the father, "to exorcise the dreadful stain that caused the wild things so much pain. And now the zoos are all extinct. The bull rings turned to skating rinks, and all the centuries of pain are bathed in love's eternal frame. And all the animals are free to skim across the azure seas, to stalk across the ancient plains, to dance in gardens wet with rain. The jungles all have been replanted, their green mansions all re-enchanted, and now the trees have all regrown. The tigers claim their ancient thrones. The lion, still the king of beasts, on teeming plains has been released. The elephants in herds all roam across their lovely hosepipe homes, and dolphins surf the coral seas with smiles that say, 'We're all born free.'" "You saved the earth," said the child. "You fought so hard. The contents of the ark are ours." "Can we go on safari sometime," said the child, "and learn the born free alphabet?" "Of course," said the mother and father. "This is your prize." And they switched on the light in their daughter's eyes.